February 25, 1928, how the divine will is present in the midst of creatures as center of life. How the heartbeat is the king of one's nature, and the thought is the king of one's soul. My flight in the divine fiat is continuous. It seems to me that Jesus, his communications, everything is over. More so, since they are not in my power. If good Jesus does not deign to tell me anything else, I remain always the little ignorant one, because without him I cannot go forward, nor am I capable to either conceive or say even one a see, two, more. So, I must content myself and become used to living one-on-one with the divine volition. In fact, it never leaves me. Even more, I feel it is incapable of leaving me, because I find it in me, outside of me, in each one of my acts, with the immensity of its light, lending itself to give life to my act. There's not one point in which I do not find it. Even more, there is no point nor space, either in heaven or on earth, in which its life, its light, does not have primacy, in the act of giving itself to creatures. So, I find myself with a divine will that cannot leave me, and I cannot separate from it either. We are inseparable. It does not make the little escapes that Jesus makes from me. On the contrary, if I do not take it as prime act of my acts, it remains sorrowful and it laments, for its act, its light, its life, has not had primacy in my act. Oh! Divine will, how adorable, lovable and insuperable you are! The more I go on, the more I comprehend you and love you. But while my poor mind wandered in the fiat, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, my will is present in the midst of creatures as center of life. Similarly, the human heart can be called king of one's nature. In fact, if the heart palpitates, the mind thinks, the mouth speaks, the hands operate, the feet walk. If the heart does not palpitate, all of a sudden everything ends, because the king of the poor nature is missing, and therefore the one who rules and gives life to the thought, to the word, and to everything that the creature can do, is missing. Similarly, the thought is king of the soul, the dwelling, the throne in which the soul carries out her activity, her life, her regime. Now, if the human nature wanted to suffocate the beating of the heart, to do without its king and speaking, thinking and alike, what would happen? It itself would give death to all of its acts. So, it would be the suicide of itself. And if the soul wanted to suffocate the thought, she would not find the way in order to carry out her activity, and therefore it would be like a king without kingdom and without people. Now, what the heart is for the human life, and the thought for the soul, my divine will is in each creature. It is like center of life, and from its incessant and eternal heartbeat, it palpitates and the creature thinks, palpitates and speaks, walks and operates. But creatures not only do not think about it, but suffocate it. They suffocate its light, its sanctity, its peace, the upright operating, the just and holy speaking. And some of them suffocate it so much as to render themselves the suicides of their souls. And my will, in the low world, is like a king without kingdom and without people. And creatures live as if they had no king, no divine life, no regime, because the king of their heartbeat, for their nature, and the king of their thought, for their souls, is missing. And since, because of its immensity, it envelops everything and everyone, it is forced to live as though suffocated within itself, because there is no one who receives its life, its attitude, its regime. But it wants to form its kingdom on earth, it wants to have its chosen and faithful people. And therefore, even though it is present in the midst of creatures and lives unknown and suffocated, it does not stop, it does not depart for its celestial regions, but persists in remaining in their midst to make itself known. It would want to make everyone know the good it wants to do, its celestial laws, its insuperable love, its heartbeat that palpitates light, sanctity, love, gifts, peace, happiness, and such does it want the children of its kingdom. And this is the reason for its life in you, for its knowledge is, to make known what divine will means. And I enjoy and remain hidden in my very will, to give it all the field in the carrying out of its life in you.